Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show on this Thursday, Thankful Thursday, December 1st, 2016. And, well, I am certainly thankful that we get the chance to chat with Chris Tomlin. Chris, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with us. You are a household name for sure. You're basically a legend. What are you on, like your 11th album?
It's pretty crazy to think about that here we are all these years down the road, and I'm as excited as I've ever been about the music, and I think that's what's, you know, that I'm just most grateful for, that obviously that I'm here and this is the 11th album and that people still want to hear the music, but God's given me a great passion for this music, and I've never lost sight of what this is all about, and that's trying to write songs that give voice to people to worship God.
You know, the deeper you get into your career, which is spanning nearly 20 years at this point, it feels like you take a lot of time to bring up newcomers and do a lot of collaborations with other artists.
The album is full of so many great friends on this record, and my friend Danny Gokey is singing with me, and I love his voice. I mean, it's so soulful and just so rich, and it's been a real privilege to have him. This is the first time that we've done anything together, so there we are right off the bat on this record, and I've gotten the opportunity and privilege to lead worship alongside Kim Walker Smith recently, and I'm not sure I've heard anybody that can sing that good live. What a powerful voice and an amazing leader. And so I said, Kim, would you sing this? I could just really hear your voice on this. And I was such a privilege to have her on this album with First Love. And there's a song on the deluxe edition, which I love, called Kyrie Eleison, which means Lord have mercy. And I wrote this with my friends Matt Redman, Matt Marr, and Jason Ingram. And we wrote this as a prayer for the nation, to have mercy on our nation. So as we were recording it, the idea just came, what if we all just sang it together? You know, we write so many songs together with these guys, and we've never really just sang it all together. And I remember Ed Cash, who produced the song, we were all around a piano, and we were just singing it out. And Ed, I remember him just saying, that's the way it should sound, just you guys singing it. And so that's what you hear on the album. The very last track is all of us, the guys who wrote the song, Matt Rebin, Matt Marr, myself, and Jason Ingram, singing this song together. So several guests throughout this album.
Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show. Hey, I'm Josh, and we've got Chris Tomlin with us this morning, which is super cool. Now, a bit of a departure from music is writing. You have become a children's author with Good, Good Father, your new children's book. Did the song directly inspire the book?
You know, when I first heard the song and I was playing it around the house, I'd end up singing it with my kids. They loved this song. They just jumped on it so quickly, especially my little girl, Ashlyn. She would just love it. 5 years old, and she would just love singing that chorus. And I realized this song is really special. And always loved the opening line, I've heard a thousand stories of what they say you're like. I feel like I could just so relate with that, because I feel like so many people have an idea of who God is. Everybody has their own idea, and it's different from the next person, the next person, the next person. And that God says, I'm a father. And God has taught us that I'm a father. I thought, gosh, this would be an amazing opportunity to write a story for kids of hearing all these different things of who God is and wanting to know who God is. And so it was really prompted by this opening line of helping kids see that God's a father and what that means. When Jesus said, when you pray to God, when you come to God, you say this, our Father who art in heaven. He didn't say our maker, our creator. Or, he could have said any of those things. But he said, you can approach God as a father and an Abba Father. How amazing is that? And so what a beautiful opportunity to help kids understand. And I think even in reading this story, I think people who read it, dads or moms who read it, it's also a check and a reset in our own mind of who God is and who we are to our kids.
Now, how do you turn that song into a story?
Quickly, the storyline of Good, Good Father is Tucker the Bear goes on a journey to meet the king. He so wants to meet the king to help his village. And on that journey, he runs into so many different animals that tell him all different things about who the king is. And he's so nervous to meet the king. He wants to bring him the perfect gift. And all these animals tell him different things about who the king is. And he's carrying all these different gifts of what they say to bring him. And when he finally gets to meet the king, he lives in the castle where the door is always open, which is my favorite little part of the book. He meets the king and is very confused, very nervous, as you can imagine. And he's asking him, some people say that you're this, some people say you're that. Who are you really? And obviously, the king starts giving him the answer of who he really is as a father. The book, I can tell you, is family tested. I have read it with my girls. They love it. They seem to enjoy it and get it. And I hope this book, obviously the song has meant so much to people, but I hope the book helps little kids especially understand a little bit more of who God is and what it means that he is a father and what that means that we can approach God as a father.
Merry Christmas here on the Live Songs Morning Show. We're chatting with Chris Tomlin this morning. Speaking of Christmas, are you full-on Christmas mode? Do you have the Christmas spirit? Christmas music has been something that you've produced a couple of different albums for. Are you going to tour for it? Specifically, are you going to tour here? Jana texted me and wanted to know if you were coming anywhere near Southeast Louisiana.
We are doing a Christmas tour again this year. It was an amazing time last year on this Christmas tour on Adore. I love this record. If you've heard me talk about this music before, you know how much I love Christmas music, maybe more than most people. And what an honor to make an album full of these songs. And Adore is a special album to me. And yes, we are going on tour as much as we can. Most of December, I think about 12 nights. You can check that out again at ChrisTomlin.com if you want to see the tour dates. My friend Matt Redman, my good friend who we've written so many songs together, who has a Christmas album as well out this year. It's going to be amazing traveling with him and doing these nights together. It's going to be really special. I mean, who doesn't love to get together and sing these songs of Christmas? And I know I do. And so, yeah, check it out, the Adore Christmas Tour this December.
Well, Chris Tomlin, thank you so much for hanging out with us this morning. It's been awesome chatting with you, and thanks for carving out some time.